Welcome to the Kimberly Bookard Podcast. This is the show that gives you the true perspective on real estate, the good, bad, and ugly. Take the journey with us as we begin to transition our company and add investing to the mix. We are giving you all the details. Now, here's your host, Kimberly Bookard.
Hey guys, it is Kimberly with the Kimberly LaDores podcast. I am coming to you on this beautiful, beautiful day. It is like 65 degrees outside, I believe. Absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to discuss today about buying a home. So most everybody knows I'm in real estate. I do real estate investing, real estate development, and my project that I'm working on now is building a subdivision. So we are working with that, getting all the connections in place for that to happen. And that is going to happen where I build a subdivision. So yesterday I asked a question about wholesaling, and somebody wants to be a wholesaler, and I thought about it. You know, a lot of people think wholesaling is like a job in real estate. Wholesaling is actually just a tactic to buying properties or acquiring properties, but a lot it's not mainstream real estate. So mainstream real estate would be your buying and selling, you know, your traditional brokeraging is what they call it. And so that would be our mainstream real estate, is people buying, getting a real estate agent, buying a house, or people selling, getting a real estate agent and putting their house on what they call the market for sale. So wholesaling is just another tool, kind of like in your toolbox, where you one person gets a property under contract. So just like you're buying a house, you go to that seller and say, hey, I want to buy this house. And you put on the name, who's buying the house. It would be your name slash or assigns. So that means that contract, your interest in that property, is assignable to someone else. So you can go and sell your interest into that property. So you're not selling the house, you're selling your contract with the owner of that house for that price. So that's wholesaling. But when you're doing your traditional brokeraging, or when you're going about buying a home, a lot of people don't think of doing those things to acquire properties. But in your traditional brokerages, and things you need to do to prepare for home ownership, there's a lot, a whole lot that goes into buying a home on the backside. But then there's even more that goes to buying a home on the front side, being prepared to purchase a home. There's a lot of responsibility with home ownership, and there is a lot that has to be handled with home ownership as well. So when you're preparing yourself, getting your mortgage, getting your finances together, getting your credit scores together, getting your down payments together, your earnest money together, there's a lot that goes into purchasing a home. So I would definitely admonish you to prepare for it. It builds wealth in your family. It gives you a deeper sense of not belonging, but a deeper sense of self-worth, for the lack of a better word that I cannot think of right now at the top of my head. But you become invested in that property. You become invested in yourself. You become invested in your family and in your future. And there's lots of different avenues that buying a home will open up. I mean, tons of different doors that can open up just because your attitude switches. I mean, there's a change in your personality. There's a change in your attitude, how you carry yourself. Yes, all of that just from purchasing a home. So I admonish everyone to purchase a home. Real estate is still yet the number one way to become wealthy in America, hands down. It's it by far passes other ways. There's so many different doors you can use to get into real estate without having money, without using your own cash, blase, blase, blase. I mean, I know you've heard them all a million times and over, but it is true. It is a easier way to become wealthy. So I would always admonish those that are interested in purchasing a home or interested in buying a home, same thing, to step out, ask questions. If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you know my saying is, we were not meant to do this thing called life alone. You have connections. Something that I have in me connects with what you have in you, that connects with what someone else has in them, that allows us to become a better me or a better person. So I would admonish, highly admonish, ask questions. If it's something that you want, ask questions. Find out where you're at right now. See what your end goal is, which is to purchase a home, and see what path that can be created from the people that you know or the connections that you can make that would allow that to be a reality for you. Your reality or your dreams or goals are only limited by you. They are your dreams, they are your goals, and they are only limited by you. So step out, get the information that you need, build the connections that you need to build to make sure that you are successful. If you haven't yet heard of our goal setting course, we do offer a goal setting course, which goes into detail. It's way more detailed. I mean, it goes into mind setting, getting your mind right, getting your thoughts right, your everyday thoughts. Human brains processes, we make over 1,000 decisions in an hour in our mind. So it's all on our thought processes, our belief systems, that we are able to make our dreams, make our goals a reality. And every goal that is accomplished, whether you know it or not, you had a plan to get to that end results. So if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So I would admonish you to set goals, write them down. Over 90% of goals are not written down, and it's hard to achieve them if they're not written. So again, I would admonish you to do that. You can always check out our website at KimberlyLadorse.com. I appreciate your support as always. I appreciate your questions. You all are hitting me up on Facebook. So I appreciate your questions. I appreciate your comments. Go and rate the podcast on all the platforms. I think we just released on Podbean, I believe it is. So go on there and rate it. iTunes, Shopify, Spotify. We're on all of them. Go and rate us. Leave us a comment. If there's something else that you would love to hear about as far as it relates to real estate or entrepreneurship, business, or women in business, definitely send me a message on Instagram at Kimberly Ladorse, and I will definitely respond. I appreciate you guys. Love you much, and you all have a blessed day. Thank you. Hey guys, it's me. I wanted to say thank you so much for your support of the podcast. We could not do what we're doing without you, and we appreciate you. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. You can always go to KimberlyLadoris.com, which is KimberlyLadoris.com, to find all of our courses, our coaching sessions, our mentorship programs. You can find all of that on our website there. If you're in the East Atlanta, Georgia area or upstate South Carolina area, and you're looking for a real estate company to help you buy or sell your property, don't hesitate to give us a call. The information to contact is on our website as well. We love you guys, and we look forward to working with you all soon. Thanks, and have a blessed one.